ਜੀ ਆਇਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ 17ਵਾਂ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਰਿਕਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆਂ। ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਈਤਨ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਹੋ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ, ਮੈਂ ਜਸਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਹਾਂ, ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ। ਈਤਨ, ਕੀ ਹਾਲ ਚਾਲ ਹੈ?
ਮੈਂ ਠੀਕ ਹਾਂ, ਮੈਂ ਤੱਕ ਹਾਂ। ਇੱਥੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਬਿਜ਼ੀ ਸੀ, ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਿਲਾਸਫੀ ਡਿਸਕਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ। ਅਸੀਂ ਫਿਲਾਸਫੀ ਦਾ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਡਿਸਕਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ
ਕਰਾਂਗੇ
ਫਿਰ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਅਤੇ ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਦੱਸੋ।
ਓਕੇ, ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ ਯੂ ਸੈਡ ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ, ਦੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਕੁਆਈਟ ਮੇਕ ਸੈਂਸ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ?
ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ, ਕੀ
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ? ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ?
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ?
ਹਾਂ, ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵਾਂਟ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ,
ਆਈ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਸੈਡ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵਾਟ ਡਿਡ ਯੂ ਸੇ?
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਹਿਣਾ
ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ?
ਹਾਂਜੀ,
ਯਾ ਸੋ ਈਥਨ, ਫਿਲਾਸਫੀ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫਲਸਫਾ।
ਫਲਸਫਾ?
ਹਾਂ,
ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਵਰਡ ਫਰਮ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਿਟਿਸ਼?
ਪ੍ਰੋਬਬਲੀ ਇਟਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਿਟਿਸ਼ ਬੋਰੋਡ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰ ਐਂਡ ਜੰਗਲ, ਵੀ ਗਾਟ ਫਲਸਫਾ।
ਯਾ
ਸੋ
ਆਸਮ, ਸੋ This, I think, we'll talk, do the discussion in Punjabi because I don't think I'm comfortable enough to, well, I'm not comfortable enough to discuss philosophy in Punjabi. I mean, maybe there'll be a few things I think I can express in Punjabi, but not too, too much.
Koi gal nahi.
So anyway, Hanji, so what do you want to discuss first?
So what? Ethan,
Baba Fried.
So Baba Fried, hanji. So tusi mainu dasso ki Baba Fried kaun si? Thonu pata?
Hanji, main pata ki Baba Fried pehla poet da Punjab, te o Punjab 1400s. ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀ।
12ਵੀਂ ਸਦੀ?
ਕੀ
12ਵੀਂ ਸਦੀ? ਸਮਝ ਆਏ?
12ਵੀਂ ਸਦੀ ਕੀ
ਸਦੀ? 12, ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ 12?
ਨਹੀਂ,
12,
ਓ 12,
ਹਾਂ 12ਵੀਂ,
ਹਾਂ
ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ 10, 11, 12, ਸੋ 12ਵੀਂ ਇਸ 12th ਐਂਡ ਸਦੀ ਇਸ ਸੈਂਚਰੀ। ਸੋ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ 12ਵੀਂ ਸਦੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ? ਸੋ ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਕਵੀ ਹੈ। ਸਮਝ ਆਈ?
ਪਹਿਲੇ
ਕਵੀ?
ਕਵੀ ਕਵੀ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਕੀ ਹੈ?
ਪੋਇਟ। ਸੋ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲੇ, ਸੋ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਰਿਕਾਰਡਡ ਪੋਇਟ। ਓਕੇ, ਸੋ ਆਬਵੀਅਸਲੀ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਸੇ ਫੋਰ ਸ਼ੋਰ, ਬਟ ਫੋਰ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਸੇਕ, ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਇਜ਼ ਕੰਸਿਡਰਡ ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਰਿਕਾਰਡਡ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪੋਇਟ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ 12th ਸੈਂਚਰੀ, 12ਵੀਂ ਸਦੀ ਤੋਂ ਹੈ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ? ਅਤੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹੈ, ਹੈ ਈਤਨ? ਸੋ ਇਹ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਚਾਹੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸਲਿਮ ਹੈ, ਸਿੱਖ ਹੈ, ਹਿੰਦੂ ਹੈ, ਈਸਾਈ ਹੈ, ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ, ਸਭ ਦੇ ਮਨਪਸੰਦ ਕਵੀ ਹੈ, ਠੀਕ ਹੈ? ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਸੰਤ ਹੈ। ਸਮਝ ਆਈ ਬੇਟਾ?
ਸੰਤ? ਸੰਤ ਮੈਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਾ।
ਸੋ ਲਾਈਕ ਸੇਂਟ?
ਓ ਹਾਂਜੀ,
ਹਾਂ। ਸੋ ਹੁਣ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਨੋ ਇਫ ਸੇਂਟ ਕੇਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੰਤ ਔਰ ਸੰਤ ਕੇਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੇਂਟ, but all I know is ki Baba Fareed is a much, he's a beloved saint and poet, and kyunki Baba Fareed ik rab di gal karde hain, humanity di gal karde hain, and he's just he talks about the love of God, the oneness of humanity, So that is why everybody sort of reveres him. ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਹਿਜ਼ ਰੈਸਟਿੰਗ ਪਲੇਸ, ਉਹ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ?
Somewhere ਪੰਜਾਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ.
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸੋ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿੱਥੇ?
ਲੁਧਿਆਣਾ.
ਨਹੀਂ, ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਇਹ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਨਾ, ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਅਨਡਿਵਾਈਡਿਡ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਬਿਫੋਰ 1947, ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਡੇ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ. ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਸੋ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਦਾ
ਅੱਛਾ.
ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਪਾਕ ਪੱਤਨ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਰੈਸਟਿੰਗ ਪਲੇਸ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਇਟਸ ਅ ਪਿਲਗ੍ਰਿਮੇਜ ਸਪਾਟ ਇਨ ਇਨ ਟੂਡੇਜ਼ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਹਾਂਜੀ.
ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਇੰਟਰਸਟਿੰਗ ਗੱਲ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ 'ਤੇ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਮੈਡੀਕਲ ਕਾਲਜ ਹੈ, ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਵੀ ਹੈ, ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਮੈਡੀਕਲ ਕਾਲਜ. ਔਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਪਤਾ ਕੀ ਹੈ? ਫਰੀਦਕੋਟ. ਸੋ
ਫਰੀਦਕੋਟ.
ਫਰੀਦਕੋਟ, ਹਾਂਜੀ. ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਦੀ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ.
ਹਾਂਜੀ,
ਯਾ
ਪਰ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ.
ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਹੈ, ਕੁਛ, ਹਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਸਿਲੈਕਟ ਪੋਇਟਰੀ ਹੈ, ਕੁਛ ਖਾਸ.
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਚਲੋ ਫਿਰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰੀਏ.
ਹਾਂਜੀ.
ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਸੋ ਆਲਰਾਈਟ, ਸੋ ਆਈ ਪਿਕਡ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਕਪਲੇਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਥਾਟ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਸਿੰਪਲ, but they also give sort of an insight into the Punjabi philosophy and culture. ਠੀਕ ਹੈ, ਆਲਰਾਈਟ.
ਠੀਕ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ, ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਵਿਦ ਲਾਈਕ ਫਰੀਦਾ, ਲਾਈਕ ਬਾਬਾ ਫਰੀਦ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਸੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ. ਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼, ਫਰੀਦਾ ਬੁਰੇ ਦਾ ਭਲਾ ਕਰ, ਫਰੀਦਾ ਬੁਰੇ ਦਾ ਭਲਾ ਕਰ, ਗੁੱਸਾ ਮਨ ਨਾ ਹੰਡਾਏ, ਗੁੱਸਾ ਮਨ ਨਾ ਹੰਡਾਏ. ਸੋ ਈਥਨ ਬੇਟਾ ਸਮਝ ਆਏ?
ਫਰੀਦਾ ਬੁਰਾ ਦਾ
ਬੁਰੇ ਦਾ
ਕਰ,
ਦਾ
ਬੁਰੇ
ਭਲਾ,
ਦਾ
ਦਾ ਭਲਾ ਕਰ.
ਭਲਾ ਕਰ ਮਤਲਬ ਹਾਊਸ.
ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਟਸ ਅ ਕਰ ਵਿਦ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੈਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ, ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ.
ਓਕੇ. ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਬੁਰੇ
I
ਦਾ
just covered my head
ਭਲਾ
because
ਕਰ. ਹਾਂਜੀ.
I wanted to do it because, you know, out of respect, because Baba Farid's words are in the Guru Granth Sahib. And do you want to tell our audience why we cover our head when we read scriptures or spiritual poetry?
Yeah, so anything in the Guru Granth Sahib or spiritual, we cover our head to show respect. And it originates from when the 10th Guru was persecuted. He called all Sikhs to cover their head, which is why you see a lot of Sikhs wear turbans, because the point was so that whenever you're out, because Sikhs are being persecuted, you could identify someone else who is a Sikh who could help you, someone who was there and believed in the same things as you.
Yeah, and also I
so
think
that tradition has survived to this day.
Yeah, and the women would cover their head, and also not just persecution, also to help anybody in distress. You
yeah
know, you
yeah.
could be seen as a symbol of protection. So the other thing that I see is, I think a lot of this is cultural in many cultures. Like I remember I used to have a patient years ago in Pennsylvania. She was this old Russian lady, and I used to go to that apartment building in the city in downtown, and every time she would come to the room where I would see patients, she would have this scarf on her head. I never ever saw her without the scarf. And she used to remind me of my grandma. So you know how I have my scarf right now? And my grandma
Yeah.
always had her, she used to have that long scarf we call a dupatta. And I never ever saw her without it. You know, it was very light and almost like lightweight, like feather light. So I think it's cultural. People covered their head. They had like a headgear. a century ago. Like, even if you look at Europe, people would have hats, and you never saw anybody without a hat, right?
Yeah.
So I think the world is generally becoming less formal. Anyway, I just digress there. So let's back to Baba Farid.
Okay.
So I'll repeat it again. Farida bure da pala kar, gussa man na handaye.
So the first line makes sense, but the second line is guse na something mala
गुस्सा मन ना हंडाए,
मन्ना हंडाई.
मन ना.
Oh,
सो लेट्स गो ओवर द मीनिंग. सो
na. Well, so the na is no, like don't, right? So bure is like mad, right?
बैड,
So
एनीथिंग बैड.
or bad? Oh, it's bad. Oh, that makes sense because gusa must mean like angry and
Yes.
mad. So bad things don't, like when bad things happen, don't get mad, basically, right?
But you missed one piece. When bad things happen, bure da pala kar. So what is pala?
Bala, I assume good.
Yeah, it's like a good deed. Okay? So bure da pala kar. So when some bura is could be a bad deed or a bad person. So let's say it's a bad deed. So it's a bure da pala kar. Somebody does something bad to you, you still do something good for them. Why? Because, and he answers it, gussa man na handai. So gussa is anger. What about man?
Mun
It's your mind.
is like mun. Oh,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, makes sense.
And Hyundai.
Hyundai, mun,
Hyundai is like your lived
Hyundai, like
experience.
oh,
What were you gonna say?
so it's not really an action, it's just like
It is an action, but it's your experience, your lived experience with something. You know? So
Oh, okay.
yeah, so gussa man na handai, like anger is an emotion that doesn't really live well with us. You know, when we're angry, have you noticed when you're angry, your heart rate goes up. Sometimes you start breathing shallow. Your muscles are all tight. It doesn't flow well with us, even physically, and definitely not mentally. Right? When we're upset, we don't want to talk to anybody, and it's just a bad emotion to have. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously unsustainable. You know, you
There you
release adrenaline.
go. Thank you.
And
That's
I think,
exactly.
right, yeah, it's his point.
So
Like,
that's
even when
ex
you release adrenaline, it ruins your sleep. Like, it's kind of funny because he was talking about it. Well, he's kind of given this advice, which we've proven is true with like millions of dollars 1,000 years later. So it's kind
So
of
yeah,
funny to think
literally a
about it like
thousand
that.
years later, right? It's 2024, and we're talking
Yeah,
a
about 800 years.
Yeah, it's 1100 something, Baba Farid was born. So he's giving us this these advice. I love these little nuggets of wisdom that are being passed on. And so when we were little or somebody's having an argument and they're like, I'm so mad at them and I'm going to do this. And that's when, like, if you're in a South Asian culture, somebody will come and say, "Oh, take it easy, young man or young person, Farida bure da pala kar, gussa man na handai." It's kind of
Well,
this
they
kind of,
literally quote it like that.
yeah,
say
literally like
Frida.
that. Yes.
Wow.
What do
So
you
that's
think
like
about it?
his poetry is embedded into the proverbs, like the cultural proverbs.
Absolutely. And that is why I thought this was great to discuss it, because it takes me back to the first podcast, or no, the Mother Language Day, when you said language embodies culture. So,
Right, yeah.
you may think that you're not fluent in Punjabi at this point, but look, even with whatever Punjabi you've learned, it has allowed you to get connected with Baba Farid's words, literally the words that came out of his mouth and not a translation.
Yeah.
So I think that's very profound. So anyway, so moving on. So the second couplet is Farida. Oh, and I love this one. Farida khak na nindiye, khak ko jed na koe. Farida khak na nindiye, khak ko jed na koe. Jiyondiyan pairan thalle, moyan upar hoye. Jiyondiyan pairan thalle, moyan upar hoye. So, I know it,
so
I said the whole
thing. So, the second
thing.
Part makes a lot more sense than the first part. I know khak is dust. And the first part's talking about how dust is always beneath your feet. And then it says, like, something about it being over you.
Okay, let's
I
break
guess
it
when
up.
You die. Because it's muria, right? Muria.
Moya.
Upar. Moya?
Huh.
Oh. Moya, I think, is death, right?
Yes. Maria, nowadays we call it maria. Back then, they used to call it moya. This is sort of medieval Punjabi, right?
Okay. Yeah, Mariam makes more sense. I don't know why. It just sounds like it makes sense to be dead. I think because I'm thinking of Spanish. In Spanish, it's like morir.
Oh, you're like, right. Yes. See, it's the Indo-Aryan language. Yeah.
Right. So that, I think that helped me a little bit. And the first part, can you repeat the first part?
Yeah. Farida khak na nindiye. So this is the advice. Don't say bad to khak or dust. Khak ko jed na koe. So the key word here is khak ko jed. Jed is bigger. Okay? So Farida, don't think that the khak or dust is nothing, you know? There is nothing bigger
than
dust. Yes, there's nothing bigger than dust. Khak ko jed na koe. And koe is like koi. Yeah. It's just a poetic style of saying. Yeah. And then jiyondiyan pairan thalle. You understood that, right? Samajh aayi bete?
Can you repeat it? Sorry.
Jiyondiyan pairan thalle.
Jiyondiyan. Jiyondiyan is like where...
Living. Jeevan is life.
Living. Oh.
Jiyondiyan is while you're living. It's like a combo word.
Okay.
Like, it literally means while you're living, but all of that is into one word, jiyondiyan.
I see.
Yeah. So, jiyondiyan pairan thalle. Moya upar hoy.
Moya upar hoy. Yeah, that makes sense.
So what do you think of? Can you think of a scenario where we would use this couplet of Baba Farid?
I think someone who would be really arrogant, someone who thinks of themselves a lot, because I think that's his point in the first part where he says nothing is bigger than dust, and we think of dust as something that's totally, you know, worthless or even annoying, right? We always clean dust off surfaces. It's like, you know, get off your hill. Nothing's bigger than dust, right? I think it's a humbling phrase. And then the second part is that it reminds you of your own mortality. It says not only are you, you know, nothing is bigger than dust. You can't be bigger than dust. But dust will be over you when you die. So not only will you die, and obviously when you die, all your earthly possessions are, you won't have them anymore. Not only that, but dust will outlive you. So.
It's terrible, but
I think
it's
his whole point is, right, but I think his whole thing is just to humble people and just to remind you to stay grounded, basically. Like back then, I think it's the equivalent to saying, telling someone to touch grass. Except, you know, back then they had a little more time, so. Or, well, I don't know about a little more time, but. They, their attention span was a little greater, so they spend time writing out these very beautiful phrases.
See, so that's why I love Punjabi and reading these phrases. It's almost like you connect. The word I want to say in Punjabi is "purkhyan nu varsa naal jodhdi hai." So purkhe is your ancestors, like you are the varas, no? Who's receiving this from your ancestors. So these kind of poetry couplets, they connect, it's a bonding with your ancestors, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
I really like the way you explained it, Ethan. So, and the Thank last you. One, yeah, the last one is, so this is a bonus one. But it literally picks up from what you said that, you know, all your possessions and everything is gone, then what? So, कोठे मंडप माड़िया एत न लाए चित, मिट्टी पई अतोलवी कोय न होसे मित। सो दिस इज अ बिट कॉम्प्लेक्स एंड कोठे मंडप माड़िया दीज आर ऑल ब्यूटिफुल मैंशंस विद बाल्कनीज एंड यू नो ऑल काइंड ऑफ आर्किटेक्चुरल लग्जरीज। एत न लाए चित, चित इज अगेन योर हार्ट माइंड। Eth is kind of like an old word for is, like we say this. Eth na lae chit, like don't get attached to them too much, you know, your beautiful possessions. Mitti pai atolvi, so mitti is another word for khak. In fact, mitti is a modern word. Mitti is literally like dirt. And so mitti pai atolvi, like if all of these beautiful mansions and everything were to just suddenly be destroyed into dirt, koi na hose mit. Hose is like again a medieval word for to be, like hai. Mit is again a medieval word for a friend. We can say mitter, you know, like we say dost, mitter.
Yeah.
Mitter is a true Punjabi word, and this is a short form of mitter, mit. So when all these possessions go away, who's going to be your friend, or will you even have a friend? So Baba Fareed is kind of, what do you think of this one?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot of his philosophy is about staying grounded and remembering that whatever you surround yourself with and whatever you think isn't reality, you know? And yeah, because I think a lot of people, they kind of, whenever they get possessions, they sort of absorb that into their, into who they are, into their identity. And his point is that, you know, those things, if they're gone, people won't be your friend anymore, right? If that's your identity, then no one will want to be your friend because they are your friend because you have those things. And yeah, so that's, those are my thoughts.
He's, I think he's very much about
staying in touch with what it really is to be, or like not really what it really is to be a human, but I think it's about just realizing what matters, you know, prioritizing. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Excellent. Well, on that note, I can't tell you how pleased I am that asin dono Baba Fareed te ona di likhiyan hoiyan ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਸੋਹਣੀਆਂ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ। ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਅਜੀਤਨ।
ਵਧੀਆ, ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹਾਂ।
ਓਕੇ ਜੀ, ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦੀਸ ਲਾਈਨਸ, ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਸਰਵ ਯੂ ਵੈਲ ਇਨ ਲਾਈਫ। ਯਾ
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਤੇ ਹਾਂਜੀ ਫਿਰ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਫਾਰ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਅਸ। ਆਈ ਅਪੋਲੋਜਾਈਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਮਾਈ ਨੋਇਜ਼ੀ ਸਰਾਊਂਡਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਦ ਡਿਲੇਡ ਰਿਲੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਐਪੀਸੋਡ। The weather has been very poor recently. It has driven me inside. So I'm currently in a study room in my dining hall on a Friday afternoon. That's why it's a little bit noisy. Anji pad pich or nahi agle hafte asi return
fir milange
fir mildean sasrikal
ਰੱਬ ਰਾਖਾ, ਫਿਰ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਰੱਬ ਰਾਖਾ।